At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 1. You yourselves know, dear brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not a failure. The church in Thessalonica certainly knew that Paul's visit to their city had not been a failure, but on the face of it, hadn't gone very well. It ended up with Paul and Silas being bundled out of the city in a hurry because of the threat from the mob. It must have left them feeling very anxious about the future of that infant church. But as this letter reveals, in point of fact, the church there had thrived and developed considerable strength very quickly and had become an example to many other churches. This teaches us a very valuable lesson. Things aren't always the way they seem. We would all love to live our life walking from one success to another, but life isn't like that. Sometimes the moments of failure turn out to be a glittering success. The times of apparent victory turn out to be an abject failure. Through the ups and downs of life, what matters before anything else is that we maintain a strong relationship with God and always live with integrity. Paul goes on to say that their preaching was without any deceit or impure motives or trickery. He clearly often faced a barrage of criticism for the way in which he administered, but he knew that he could hold his head up high, knowing that he had always lived and ministered in a way that was honouring to God. I wonder whether you would regard your present work for God as a wonderful success or a dismal failure. The truth is that we can't see the whole picture. That is only known to God. What matters is ensuring that we hang in there and always make sure that we're living close to God and are behaving honestly and honourably. We can leave the rest to God. So how do you cope when you feel that you've been a failure? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you see the big picture and that you accompany us through the ups and downs of life. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission, transforming communities around the world for over 200 years. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.